This is episode 10 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Everybody have pencil, paper, la-di-da.
I only have a pen.
Do you have paper?
I was going to use my palm.
Do you, man? I'm not here to judge.
That joke makes less and less sense every year because the palm used to be a personal digital assistant.
It does.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Great greetings, dear friends, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Monty.
Monty who?
The Spanish Inquisition. Let's meet tonight's guests. Ryan.
Hello.
Virginia.
Hello.
And Philip.
It's too late for me to resign.
It is the most withering look I have ever seen on this man's face. And yes, it is. This is Captain Game Show. It is a trivia wordplay podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network. Tonight's show, as most shows do, will consist of 3 rounds of trivia and or wordplay games, 1 round of intermission improv. I will explain the rules to the game before the players play the game, because I have myriad games. And in all likelihood, if I just said the name of the game, they wouldn't know what game I'm talking about. There's maybe 5 or 6 that they would probably just know from the title. The rest, I definitely have to explain. Including 2.5 of the games tonight. The games will either be assigned, meaning I'll direct particular questions to particular players, or they'll be buzz in, meaning I'll just ask the question, and if you think you know it, say your name, and I'll call on you to try to answer. Most of the time, but not all the time, if someone tries to answer and answers wrong, I will let the other players have a chance to steal that point. I want a good, clean game, but I suppose that's up to me. Does anyone have any questions?
No, that makes sense. Nope.
Fantastic.
Round one.
I call this game
Archibald Explains It All.
Fight.
So, as you may or may not know, the voice you hear at the beginning of every episode and the voice that does this after credit bonus scene and various other cameos throughout the show is an AI assistant called Archibald. It's been with us for a few years now, and although I've long since given up trying to explain the intricacies of human behavior, it is interesting to try to get Archibald to see the world through the eyes of a human. Complicated premise, but here's how it goes. I've invited Archibald on the show tonight to give clues this round instead of me. Archibald will describe something that we as humans, especially children, find magical or miraculous. and you tell me what it's talking about. For example, if Archibald was to say,
light refracted through water vapor is dispersed into chromatically differentiated bands.
You would say,
rainbows.
It's a rainbow. Exactly right.
You know, they say, why are there so many songs about rainbows? But I looked at it. There's like one.
Noted. Because it's a song. Noted. All right.
That's all right, Sam Raimi.
Ryan.
Yes.
This one is for you.
Okay.
When gaseous particles in the Earth's atmosphere collide with charged particles from the sun's atmosphere, it creates a dynamic display in Earth's sky. Predominantly seen in high-latitude regions, it can appear as curtains, rays, spirals, or flickers.
I do believe that is the Aurora Borealis or the Northern Lights.
That's correct. Virginia.
Yes.
A toy based on the nature of kinematics, the particles in the wheel experience acceleration in such a way that the force of gravity is able to maintain the angle zero. As long as it spins, it maintains balance and does not fall.
Can you play it again? I missed the first part.
I can.
The left is steel.
A toy based on the nature of kinematics, the particles in the wheel experience acceleration in such a way that the force of gravity is able to maintain the angle zero. As long as it spins, it maintains balance and does not fall.
Top.
Not quite.
Steel?
Philip called it first.
Okay.
Philip.
You know, I had a thing, and I was like, I'm overthinking it. It's top. And I'm gonna go back to the thing I thought first. A gyroscope.
Gyroscope is correct.
Oh.
Give you a half point for top, Virginia. Same principle.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Philip, this is yours.
A tube housing a decorative pattern and two mirrors. The angle of the two mirrors can be adjusted by rotating part of the object, which in turn determines the number of times the reflected, colorful pattern can be seen.
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. All right. Ryan, this is yours.
Great.
One hypothesis suggests this phenomenon is caused by brainstem activation during rapid eye movement in conjunction with stimulation of the limbic system, but a definitive explanation has yet to be determined.
I want to say dreaming.
That's it.
Hey, all right.
Virginia.
Yes.
Precipitation in the form of small, feathery ice crystals, typically displaying delicate six-fold symmetry.
Snowflakes?
Yeah. Philip.
Due to changes in temperature and the amount of available sunlight, the chlorophyll in trees begin to break down. The green color diminishes, and various hues of yellow, red, and orange begin to appear.
I don't know what the word for this is. Like, leaves changing colors?
Yeah. That's fine. That's what humans call it. Right.
New Hampshire.
As light passes through this object, the convex lens bends the parallel rays so that they converge and create a virtual image on the human retina. Due to the principles of geometry, that virtual image appears larger than the object's actual size.
Microscope?
Philip.
Philip.
Oh, so can I get it again?
Yes. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to let Ryan have another shot before I let you steal.
Your game. Show. Captain.
As light passes through this object, the convex lens bends the parallel rays so that they converge and create a virtual image on the human retina. Due to the principles of geometry, that virtual image appears larger than the object's actual size.
A magnifying glass.
That's correct.
Ooh. What's that, Philip?
Virginia.
Yes.
After entering the chrysalis, aka the pupa stage of its life cycle, the insect later emerges as a fully formed adult, now with large, often brightly colored wings.
A butterfly.
Yeah. All right, Philip, last one to you.
A person creates an airtight seal on one end of an elaborately twisted tube and begins to inhale, thus creating a vacuum. Liquid on the other end of the tube is drawn up, visibly through the tube, until it is consumed by the user.
Sucking on a straw?
Yes. Can you give me any more? There's an adjective that would be good to describe this straw.
Drinking through a curly straw?
Yeah, I'll take it. It's a crazy straw.
That word's ableist.
I don't think so. Not in this context. But I appreciate your perspective.
My perspective is that of a well-actuary.
Round two.
Round two.
Stream of consciousness.
Fight!
Questions for these games that I be playing are often just this side of random and only held together by the slightest of threads. In this round, you don't even get that. The only thing the answers in this game have in common is this game itself. Each question will pick up from some word or phrase from the previous question. And as I began writing these questions, I had no idea what any of the questions would be about. So, you know, just do your best.
Is this the half game? Like you would need to explain half of this?
No. Yes. I don't remember. I'd have to scroll down and I don't want to do that. But there is a bit of a bonus that goes with this game. If you can guess which word or phrase I am actually using as the springboard for the next question, you will get an extra point. And this round is going to be assigned as well. This time we'll start with Virginia.
Okay.
I started writing these questions last week at the pool while the kids were at swim practice. Speaking of pool, not counting the cue ball, how many billiard balls are there in a standard billiard ball set?
Well,
not correct.
Ryan DeSteele.
Ryan.
15.
15 is right. Virginia, what word is going to launch me into the next question? Speaking of pool, not counting the cue ball, how many billiard balls are there in a standard billiard set?
Cue.
Philip.
Standard.
Ryan.
Well, those are both mine. Can I get it just one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, you can repeat an answer. That's fine.
Okay.
Speaking of pool, not counting the cue ball, how many billiard balls are there in a standard billiard set?
How?
Some outside of the box thinking. Speaking of counting, unlike other franchises which denote their films by subtitle, the Rocky movies were all just called Rocky 2, Rocky 3, etc. until the sixth installment. Philip, this is yours. What was the title of the sixth Rocky film?
Rocky Balboa.
That's correct. Speaking of counting, unlike other franchises which denote their films by subtitle, the Rocky movies were all just called Rocky II, Rocky III, etc. until the sixth installment. What was the title of the sixth Rocky film? What's your word?
Installment.
Ryan?
Can I get it one more time? Sorry.
Speaking of subtitles. No, you can't get it one more time, Ryan.
I will listen better next time.
Speaking of subtitles, in 2020, for the first time in Oscar history, the Academy Award for Best Picture went to a foreign language film about greed and the divisions of class. Name that film. Ryan.
Sorry, what was the year? Can I get the year one
more time?
I can repeat.
Okay.
Speaking of subtitles, in 2020, for the first time in Oscar history, the Academy Award for Best Picture went to a foreign language film about greed and the divisions of class. Name that film.
Parasites.
Yes. Do you want your words again?
Class.
Okay. Virginia.
Oscar.
Philip.
Greed.
Virginia, this one's yours.
Okay.
Speaking of time, the contiguous United States is divided into four time zones: Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern. Which state in the Mountain time zone does not spring forward or fall back in observation of daylight savings?
Arizona.
That's correct. Speaking of time, the contiguous United States is divided into four time zones: Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern. Which state in the Mountain time zone does not spring forward or fall back in observation of daylight savings? What do you think?
Mountain.
Philip.
Zone.
Ryan.
Pacific.
Speaking of the United States, each president of the United States is given a distinct Secret Service code name. Which of the following presidents had the code name Eagle? Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Richard Nixon, or Ronald Reagan? Philip, this is you, right?
Reagan?
You know what? I'll let everybody... No, I won't. Incorrect. You know what? I will. Virginia and Ryan.
Think about Obama.
Your choices are...
Who are the other two?
Your choices are Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, or Richard Nixon.
Clinton.
Ryan, you said Obama?
Yeah.
It was Clinton.
Yes.
All right. So here's your question again. Speaking of the United States, each president of the United States is given a distinct Secret Service code name. Which of the following presidents had the code name Eagle? Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Richard Nixon, or Ronald Reagan? Philip, what do you think?
Code name.
Ryan.
Ronald Reagan.
Virginia.
Secret.
Speaking of Bill Clinton, during his 1994 re-election campaign, he stopped by MTV to speak to the youth of the day and was famously asked whether he wears boxers or briefs. What was his answer? Ryan, this is yours.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Don't be still.
Yeah, I don't know it for sure. I guess he said boxers.
Incorrect.
I assume he had something more clever than just answering it directly. Probably said...
No, he just answered it. He said, usually briefs.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Bill Clinton, during his 1994 re-election campaign, he stopped by MTV to speak to the youth of the day and was famously asked whether he wears boxers or briefs. What was his answer? Ryan, what's my word?
Youth.
Virginia.
MTV.
Philip.
Boxers.
Virginia, this is yours. Speaking of briefs, you were so close. The closest one yet. Speaking of briefs, the book A Brief History of Time was originally published in 1988 and provided many novice readers their first exposure to theoretical cosmology, discussing subjects ranging from black holes to the Big Bang. Who was the author of this book? Virginia.
What was the name of the book?
A Brief History of Time.
I have no idea, so I'm gonna guess Bill Bryson.
Brian DeSteel.
Philip.
I wish you'd chosen a name I'd actually heard of. So then I'm gonna go Stephen Hawking.
That's correct.
Figured Hawking or Sagan. I guess that'd be too late for Sagan.
Yes. He was, yeah. I suppose it could have been posthumous, but it was not. All right, so here's your question. Speaking of briefs, the book A Brief History of Time was originally published in 1988 and provided many novice readers their first exposure to theoretical cosmology, discussing subjects ranging from black holes to the Big Bang. Who is the author of this book? Virginia, what's the word?
Black holes.
Philip.
Big Bang. It better not be a Big Bang Theory question.
Ryan, you're not the boss of me.
1988.
Speaking of cosmology.
Oh, God dang it.
This word is often confused with cosmetology, which is the art and science of beautifying the hair, skin, and nails. Philip, this is yours. In the conventional wisdom, which of these should you apply last? Lipstick, blush, or mascara?
What the listening audience cannot see is Philip acting out the physical movements as if he was actually putting on makeup.
Virginia DeSteel.
Last?
Last. You do the other two first and do this last.
Lipstick.
That is correct. Nicely done.
Thank you.
I really feel like the podcast listeners are going to miss out on that visual because it was really nice. I appreciated it.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, Ryan, you're hilarious.
Speaking of cosmology, this word is often confused with cosmetology, which is the art and science of beautifying the hair, skin, and nails. In the conventional wisdom, which of these should you apply last? Lipstick, blush, or mascara? Philip, what's the word?
Last.
Ryan.
Hair.
Virginia.
Cosmetology.
Well, this is a first. Speaking of blush, Ryan, last question goes to you. Blush magazine was the fictional publication at the heart of the 90s sitcom Just Shoot Me. Although it starred many talented actors, who was the only one to have spent 6 years as a cast member on Saturday Night Live?
David Spade.
Correct. Man. Okay.
Is the first that no one got one?
Yes. I think I could be wrong.
Oh, we dodged
them. I think this is the first time none of the three players hit any of the words.
I feel like that's worth a point for all of us.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
I wasn't thinking that. Time for intermission.
Damn it.
But it's a good one. You're going to love it. It's Geek Out.
Test your might.
This is the half one. I have three categories, and I will assign one category to each of you. I just won't tell you which category is yours. I will give you some general grouping, like, I don't know, movies that have the word light in the title. And everyone tells me all the movies that they can think of that have the word light in the title. I have a minimum number that I expect you guys to hit easily. And after you hit that, you will start earning actual points. But you will only start earning actual points for whomever I have assigned that category. Bottom line, this game is quite simple. The scoring is complicated, but you don't have to worry about it. Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it. I got you covered. I will give you a category, and you tell me all the things you can think of that fall into that category. And I will also note that this game typically follows what I call franchise rules. So I said movies with star in the title. You can't just list Star Wars 1, Star Wars 2, Star Wars 3, Star Wars 4. Say Star Wars, that's it. There are some exceptions to this, but I'll probably let you know if you encounter them and not warn you about them ahead of time. First category, films with a shape in the title. Name of a shape in the title.
Does the shape of water count?
And begin. Yes, I'll
take the shape of water.
Are we all
the ring?
Yes, everyone. Everyone.
Oh, oh gotcha.
Because you don't know which one is yours.
Is right, the ring right. a shape? Or does it have to sure. be like a circle?
A circle is a movie. Diamonds Are Forever.
Okay.
Event Horizon.
No.
Is it the Cube? Was there one called the Cube?
Yes.
This is hard. Would a house be a shape, like House on Haunted Hill?
No, house is not a shape.
Looper has loop in it.
I like that. That's creative. How much time we got? What is,
you don't want to know. for what it's worth, this does have the lowest minimum. But I was expecting you to get more than this. You got some time. You got time?
Star Wars. Is Born?
Sure. I'll take both of those.
Okay, Star Trek then.
Yeah, saw that coming.
Starlight Express.
No. Starlight's one word.
That was not a very good showing.
That was surprising.
It was good radio right there.
All right. Next category. Famous, real or fictional. And by famous, you know, that means I have heard of it, which may be limiting to you. Famous trains or planes. Philip? I will only accept one Transformer. It doesn't particularly matter to me which one it is, but you can't just list Transformers. Just letting you know ahead of time in case it comes up. Famous trains and or planes. Begin.
Astro Train.
The tank engine.
Air Force One.
Trans-Siberian Express.
The Orient Express.
The Snowpiercer.
Okay.
Air Force Two.
I was just thinking that.
No, it's where the beep is.
Oh, what did you say?
Yeah, wrong? Like Marine Amtrak, One is.
But.
Amtrak.
Did we already say Polar Express?
Polar no.
Express. Midnight train to Georgia.
Sure.
Endeavor. Challenger. Shuttle? Columbia.
Not yeah. Planes.
Look at they're planes. All right.
Oh, we can name planes. My apologies.
Planes or trains? Stop. Yes.
Stop with Camel.
Oh,
F-117A Nighthawk.
SR-1 Bell.
I'll take the Stop with Camel.
F-20 Hornet.
Enola Gay.
You can never take the Blackbird. It's an X-Men.
I will take the Blackbird. I will take the Enola Gay.
The Lusitania.
What's loose?
The main.
Those are ships.
We're not doing boats? Boats, ships? Yeah.
No, just no. Planes and trains.
Planes.
No, I don't know.
Arrow.
That was on purpose. You say the Arrow?
The plane. The
Canadian plane. If you haven't heard of it, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
The bat plane and the Batwing.
What about like Thomas the Tank Engine?
Brian already said that.
Okay. The little engine that could.
X-Wing. Snow Spitter, Y-Wing, D-Wing, A-Wing. TIE Fighter, TIE Bomber.
No, the sound means that your time is up.
But those are planes, right?
TIE Fighters? No, also, no. But also your time was up. So no.
Tie.
All right. That went better. Last category. Sitcoms. Situation comedies, sitcoms, not talk shows. Named after the actual star of the show, the actual actor.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Show. Wait.
Oh.
Wait till I say go.
Oh, sorry.
And go.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Seinfeld.
Mulaney.
The World According to Jim.
George Lopez Show. Hmm? Newhart, the Bob Newhart Show. I Love
Andy Lucy. Griffith Show.
Lucy and Desi. The Lucille Ball Show. Tim and Eric.
Not a sitcom.
Debatable. The Cosby Show and Cosby. Bernie Mac Show. Everybody Hates Chris.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne.
The Pull.
And The Con.
I'm debating Everybody Hates Chris because he's not. He's in it. It's fine. I mean, yes, it's clearly about him, but it's not like he's starring in the show. There's another person.
Dilbert.
Does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air count? He was the Fresh Prince.
You know what? I will take the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Cool.
In the House does feature LL Cool J at one point. It's not named after him.
His name not in the house. Oh, I was aware. I watched it.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I don't think his name was actually Mr. Cooper.
Grace Under Fire. Wasn't her name actually Grace?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Ellen. And I think also the other Ellen sitcom, which I'm going to call like the Ellen Show. Or Ellen Dance. There's another one. There's two of them.
There is, yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres? Okay. Maybe it's called that?
No, I'm familiar with
it. Okay. No, but like, what the name of the other sitcom is?
Doesn't matter. I'm just
Louie's World.
Why would it not matter?
You say Lily's World?
Louie's World. Louie Anderson?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. One moment.
This one's a fun one. I like this one.
All right.
I just want to know, you got Mulaney, right?
Yes, I got Mulaney.
Okay.
No one said the Mulaney.
Gary.
Shining Show.
Mulaney Gang.
I'm seeing him actually in November.
At Merriweather?
No, I'm in Canada, so it's a small town in London, Ontario.
Oh, wait, wait.
Gary.
Shandling's dead. Oh, wait. Mulaney got
you. Mulaney, yeah.
Like visiting his...
Yeah. I'm just on another astral dimension here, just visiting deceased celebrities.
He was very influential, you know.
He really was.
All right.
So much so that we all remembered him. I'm kidding. He's the man.
Round three.
Final round
of the game. I call this game Dark and Gritty Kid Stuff.
Fight!
Difference. We live in a time when all sorts of things that were once thought to be for kids are being updated to be less family friendly. With that in mind, I've created some darker, grittier family fare of my own. I have merged some well-known kids programming with shows or movies that are definitely not for children. And I've done this based on their titles, with the last part of one thing being the first part of the other thing. For example, if I were to say Don Knotts and Tim Conway star in this hilarious Western as a couple of incompetent bandits who get swept up in a big city turf war between Daniel Day-Lewis and Leonardo DiCaprio, you would say the Apple Dumpling Gangs of New York. Here we go. It's going to be assigned. Philip, we're going to start with you. Anyone have any questions before we get going?
Nope.
All right. Philip, Chris Rock recounts the tale of how he grew up in Brooklyn in the 1980s and what went wrong when he bought his very first car, a cherry red, evil 1958 Plymouth Fury.
Everybody hates Christine.
Yeah. Ryan.
The new adventures of old everybody hates Christine.
Ryan.
Yes.
An animated cat and mouse who have been at each other's throats for decades will finally sit down with a 90s tabloid talk show host to work out their issues in front of a live studio audience.
Tom and Jerry Springer. Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. Virginia.
Yes.
I hope you get this because I suspect one or both of your opponents will probably get it if you don't. A gangster played by Sir Ben Kingsley crosses time and space to convince his old pal Megatron, now blissfully retired, to transform into a giant green crocodile one last time to help him pull off one final heist.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to repeat that.
I would be happy to. A gangster played by Sir Ben Kingsley crosses time and space to convince his old pal, Megatron, now blissfully retired, to transform into a giant green crocodile one last time and help him pull off one final heist.
I don't have the slightest clue.
Oh, Philip DeSteele.
Open to steal. Philip.
Is this Sexy Beast Wars?
Yeah, it is.
All right, here's the thing. He's only a crocodile in like the initial tiny toy release.
I never watched it. I know that it was an initial thing. I didn't want to do the research to find out what he turned into later. So
I think he was a normal size to do that.
I will accept whatever criticism that you have and acknowledge you as correct. Nicely done. Philip, this
is normally a dinosaur. Dinosaur. Right. His arms are like this, anyway.
Campfire stories told by Nickelodeon's Midnight Society get way more frightening after Batman shows up to tell the kids about the time he met the Joker and accidentally created Two-Face.
Are you afraid of the Dark Knight?
Yes. Ryan. In this J.J. Abrams film set in 1979 Ohio, a group of young friends use their home video camera to film Eminem in the early days of his rap career.
Philip DeSteele.
What's the number in that movie?
Same number, both of them.
I'm gonna mess it up. Go for it, Phil. Go for it.
You want to give it a shot? You're not gonna get any less points for being verbally wrong than just thinking that you're wrong.
Yeah, fair. What the hell was the name of that movie with the monster and the train and the
yeah, that's it.
Okay, Super 8 Mile. That's the one.
There you go.
Sorry, Phil.
We're competing against each other. It's okay.
I know, but I'm Canadian. I apologize for everything. A fact for which I apologize.
Yeah. I'm like, what if I started taking points away? Would you do it less?
Oh, for every apology, I lose a point?
Considering it.
They're going to take away my citizenship.
Virginia.
Yes.
I just want to say, like, most of these have been pretty good. These last ones, I like quite a bit. Virginia, this is yours. Brad Pitt stars as Death himself, who assumes human form to personally escort the most stunning horse he's ever seen into the afterlife.
Ryan DeSteele.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. Brad Pitt stars as Death himself, who assumes human form to personally escort the most stunning horse he's ever seen into the afterlife.
Meet Joe Black Beauty?
That's it. Philip. Pete Davidson tells the autobiographical story of how he grew up in New York, turning to comedy as a way to deal with the tragedy of losing his father at the hands of his uncle Scar.
Losing his father at the hands of his uncle
Scar.
Oh, Scar. S-C-A-R.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay. Lion King of Staten Island.
That's it.
You know, he doesn't turn to whatever.
I made the whole thing up, you see. I haven't watched it, but I'm sure there's no Uncle Scar. Ryan.
You haven't seen The Lion King?
Robert Rodriguez directed this high-flying action adventure about prepubescent secret agents sent to stop a hilarious but deadly team of renegades, whose leader, Mark McKinney, has the ability to use forced perspective to crush people's heads. Philip DeSteele.
I am not going to get this one. This is Lava Girl or something. Or
you know what? You talk about losing your citizenship. You better think about it, pal.
What the great Canadian director Robert Rodriguez is going to be upset with me?
I'm going to reread you the question. I'm going to give you one more shot at this.
Okay.
Robert Rodriguez directed this high-flying action adventure about prepubescent secret agents sent to stop a hilarious but deadly team of renegades whose leader, Mark McKinney, has the ability to use forced perspective to crush people's heads.
All right. Well, I don't know what the first part of it is. The Kids in the Hall, though, is definitely a great part of it.
All right, you can keep your citizenship, Philip.
Spy Kids in the Hall.
That's it. All right, and Virginia, last one goes to you.
Yes.
Sesame Street will never be the same. Now that unspeakable horrors have emerged from the depths, anyone who sees them goes mad, either killing themselves or becoming a minion of the damned. Watch as a kind, yellow, 8'2", blindfolded hero tries to get his two charges, Bert and Ernie, to a safe haven.
Philip DeSteele.
Big Bird Box?
Philip.
What?
Is that it?
That's not the name of the movie.
Oh, I'm blocked.
Do you want to give it another shot, Virginia? Do you know the name of the movie?
Go ahead and say it again.
Sesame Street will never be the same now that unspeakable horrors have emerged from the depths. Anyone who sees them goes mad, either killing themselves or becoming a minion of the damned. Watch as a kind, yellow, 8'2" blindfolded hero tries to get his two charges, Bert and Ernie, to a safe haven. It is Big Bird, but that's not the name of his movie.
I don't know.
Philip.
I was like, it's Big Bird Box. So you're saying it's not the name of the movie? Is it like missing an article? You're not counting us off for missing articles, are you?
Follow That Bird Box.
Oh.
Was in the film Follow That Bird.
He was also in Big Bird Goes to China. How are you supposed to know which Big Bird it is?
The one that ends with the word bird. I want him total points. That. All right. Final scores. Ryan, 8 points.
Thank you.
Virginia, 7 points. Sorry. I was like, these are really low. I didn't add the intermission. Give me a second.
I'm going to have like -7 points because I had the shape one, I'm sure.
this is a rare chance to see how many people got intermission improv. Like that thing is normally like a black box that just like, yeah, these points, this is why not? Like, so now we know 7 and 8. So let's see what happens.
Well, I mean, but I'll tell you exactly what the formula is for this particular game. For Geek Out, you can match along yourself. All right, 1 second. Yeah, that's more like it. Ooh. All right. So I will tell you before I give you your final scores if you want. The Shape Films was for Ryan. The Trains or Planes was Virginia. And so the sitcoms with people's names in them were Phillips.
Man, Phillips gonna blow us out of the water.
but we still don't know like what the threshold was for any of them, nor do we know how many he counted. So it still remains within a black box.
The minimum for the Shape one was 3. So we only needed 3 to start earning points. And the other two had a minimum of 5 each. Final scores.
So how many?
Final scores. This time for real final scores. Honest and for true. Ryan, 13 points. Virginia, 17 points. Philip, 24 points. Congratulations, Philip. Good job, everybody. Philip, as tonight's winner, is there anything you would like to pitch, plug, and promote to escort us to the red carpet of our exit tonight?
Sure. I'm here to promote the assembled episode dedicated to Ms. Marvel, which I believe comes out the first week in August. I think it's August 3rd. I'm sure it's going to be fun. Amon Vellani is a treat. Protect Amon Vellani at all costs. I've only had Amon Vellani for a few weeks, but I would kill for her.
All right. Ryan.
Hello.
Anybody you want to kill for?
I don't know about that sort of passion, but I will definitely give a plug to Quiz Show Trivia. We're online at www.trivia.show. We're an entertainment company specializing in game shows. So if you want to, you know, host a game show with your friends, family, or company, take a look at us.
I have experienced it myself. Pretty fun.
I will say Amon Vellani did grew up in Ontario.
Oh, did she? Wow. I must know her.
Another point to Ryan.
I told you Ryan was funny.
I didn't deny it. Who do you think booked him? Virginia.
You can find me occasionally on shows around the Infinite Potato Alliance Network. You can also find me on Twitter at Virginia in Texas, because that's where I live, the surface of the sun. Thank you. It's been 40 straight days of 100 plus degree weather, so I'm dying.
Does that make it biblical?
You know, maybe. I should check into that.
40 day increments, right?
Yep.
Maybe don't check into that. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. You can reach me on Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram. I have a TikTok identity, but still not posted yet. Archibald, who was featured in tonight's episode, reminded you at the beginning of the episode that one of the words would be replaced. That word would be a part of the hidden game. Collect the words from each show. At the end of the year, I will give you the instructions on what to do with those words. Follow the instructions, solve the game, win a prize. Ryan, Philip, and Virginia, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your service.
Ooh, thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The Bottle City of Candor.
Thank you for your bottles. And you, dear listener, thank you for listening. And continuing to listen. You know what? I almost never say this. I don't know if I've ever said this. So I'm signing off the show right now. But don't just skip to your next podcast. Just let it play. There's good stuff. Hidden gems at the end, like a Marvel movie. Don't just leave once the credits start. That's just one of the many services we provide here on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I found out that there's a jumbo Funko of Michael Jordan, and then there's also a Funko of Jordan Peele. And then if I bought them at the same time, I'd get free shipping. I was like, yeah, I should do it. And just like, it's like, wait, why am I doing this? Why? What am I going to do with this? And I stopped myself. And that is rare for me. It was rare for me to get something in the cart, get the free shipping, and be like, I'm going to walk away.
Here looks funny. I was imagining, I want to say like three or four different ways that that story might veer. You not buying them didn't even occur to me.
Right.
After credit bonus scene.
You got Archibald working overtime these last couple episodes.
Yeah. I thought about, so Archibald technically goes by he, she, it, or they. And I thought about just trading him up like every time I refer to it, but I don't want to go into the explanation. Like, it's like, if you know, you know. I'll come up later. I don't want to like stop the whole show to explain Archibald's pronouns.
After credit bonus scene.
Have you watched it's like from a cruise ship, I think, or like it's like a Disney cruise ship, and there's like a 15-minute like Marvel video thing that's made just for it. And it's hosted by Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly as Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I have seen of it. I've seen a still like that's like part of a story, but I didn't click on the story, so I didn't watch it. So I know that it exists, but I don't know anything about it. Are you saying I should watch it?
Oh no, I don't. It's made for a cruise ship. But there's a lot of captain puns, because there's like multiple types of captains involved.
No mention of Captain Game Show.
There is not a mention of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I'm actually watching a Paul Rudd movie. That's what I was doing. Let's
all try to figure out what Paul Rudd movie it is. All right, okay. Should we start with like trying to guess the year? Actually, someone asked a question first.
No, it's Clueless.
Right? Not Clueless. I will.
This is 40.
That's it.
Wow.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Excellent.